Hi, how are you? Welcome back to my podcast. Happy that you're here. Thank you for listening. This is Tito Bezidakula, your light bearer, and I'm going to be sharing all about faith, life, family, and just love. Sharing everything I'm experiencing and sharing my journey through life. Most of my stories are inspired by my kids. Most of my experiences are inspired by my kids. And through my kids, God teaches me about his love for me through the experiences they have or that the experiences I have with them. I learn so much more about God, about his love for me, about my faith, about, you know, just life and about myself as a person. And my joy is to come and share with you as well, because why learn alone when I can share with so many other people? So thank you for listening. Oh, by the way, tell me what you think. I'm thinking about changing the name of this podcast to Lessons from Joshua. The reason why is because when I first started writing like stories on faith as inspired by my kids, I used to call it Lessons from Joshua because I would watch my son Joshua, he's my first, go through his experiences and the Holy Spirit was always speaking to me through that. So I would hashtag it Lessons from Joshua. If you've ever missed any, if you go on my Instagram page, if you just search for Lessons from Joshua, you would see them. So I'm thinking, should I name this podcast Lessons from Joshua? Or is it too limited? What do you guys think? Leave a comment and tell me. Should we change it to Lessons from Joshua instead of the Light Bearer podcast? I would like to hear your thoughts. Okay, moving on. How are you? Hope you've had a good week. I hope you know that you're so loved. If you've had a bad week, I hope that, you know, things get better for you. I pray that you remember that everything works out for your good and that you know just how loved you are by God. I hope this was an encouragement. Okay, so in terms of another Lessons by Joshua experience, that's what I'm going to be talking about today. I've been thinking about this a lot and I don't know. I just feel like I hope that when I talk about this, I hope that everyone gets the message. It's not a condemnation message. It's not, you know, a judgmental message. I think it goes both ways. And I think it's something for all of us to learn. So I'm going to tell you something that happened with my son. So we moved from Nigeria to the UK when Joshua was 5. And when we moved, he didn't really know much about football. He didn't know much about Arsenal. He didn't, you know, really care about football, nothing. So we moved innocently. And then he gets to school and he starts making friends, right? And then in year 3, which he is now, he makes these friends who are like football fans, right? Football, they love football. And as a kid, he starts to hear them talk about football a lot and they're kicking and he loves to kick. He loved to play football. He just didn't really know much about like teams and team sport and like on TV and soccer and Odiver or whatever their names are. So he's talking to his friends and they're playing football. And so they connect on the fact that they all like to play football. And so the friends start talking about Arsenal, talking about all this stuff. And so my son gets really into it, right? He's really enjoying learning about all these footballers and everything. Also, his other friends are such big football guys that apart from after school football club, they also have teams they play with, you know, after school or on Saturdays. They always have like a football club they need to go to. We've only kept it at after school football club for now because, hey, 3 kids, you know, the options are limited at the moment. And, you know, it's just hard to get around. I'm not trying to do more than I can do. No problem. So because his friends know so much about football, it's assumed that they are better football players than Joshua. And they see Joshua as this kid who, he can play a little, but he's not as good as us. He doesn't know as much as we do. He doesn't know the rules. He doesn't know the football players. We're still like schooling this kid, right? So that's the way, the vibe that's always been. Okay. So how is it one day... I go and pick up my son, Joshua, from after school club. And I'm there, I'm watching him, watching. And after school, they always give a trophy. So how is it that the coach is announcing this trophy goes to someone who listened, someone who was a team player, someone who did everything right. And the winner of this trophy is, drum roll, Joshua. What? Look, nobody was more surprised than me, his mom, because I mean, I know he likes to kick a ball, but I just didn't, I hate to admit it, I just didn't think it was that great, right? We don't play that much football. At home, he's always trying to, you know, play, but I just didn't think. Anyway, I was surprised that my son got the trophy. I know, don't judge me, I'm still a good mom, I promise. I just always thought, I just wanted him to have fun. That's what the football club was about for me. There was no pressure. But I noticed that he always had pressure because his friends were so good and he was always trying to win the trophy. So this time when he won it, it was so over the moon. I was so happy for him. I really was. It was so happy. And so as we walked home, you know, we're walking and walking and walking. We saw one of the kids from the football club and Joshua says, hi, calls out his name. This guy looks at Joshua, just frowns and keeps going. I'm like, okay, what's going on? I didn't think it clicked to me what was happening. Then we continued walking and when we saw his best friend, this was his best friend, and he said hi to his best friend, and his best friend literally looks at him and looks away like he had never seen this kid before. You know, if you did not know that they were best friends, you'd wonder, do they know each other? Like, why is this kid like calling out to some guy that is acting like he doesn't know him? And I think at that point, Joshua might have realized, or well, I remembered what, you know, most adults know for a long time, that not everyone who claims to love you is happy for your success, especially when they think they deserve it more, basically. Now, this is not about Joshua's friend, it's just life in general. You know, there are people around us that they might be happy for us to an extent, but when it affects their own ability to get what they think they deserve over us, they can't even pretend to be happy for us. They would actually rather have that thing and make you unhappy than you have what they want at the cost of their own joy. And this is a very adult emotion, right? Hey, let me just call it what it is. Jealousy. Jealousy. Envy. Because, hey, you have something that I want. And you have it, and why do you get it and not me? Especially when I think I am better than you, I deserve it more than you, you know, I know more than you, I think I did better than you. Why do you think you deserve, why are you the one that gets it? And, you know, I always tell my husband this thing. The thought of somebody being jealous of me is really weird. Because, hey, if you know me, you know I'm trying to figure out so much about my life. That when I get the indication that someone's treating me badly, I never think it's jealousy. There must be a better reason than it being jealous. You can't be envious of me. Do you know what I'm going through in my life? What are you jealous of? And so I'm also very guarded about the things that make me happy, because I find that those are the things somebody might be jealous of, because maybe they don't have that thing. And that's really what jealousy is, isn't it? It's us being jealous, or us being envious that somebody has something that we would rather have. And I need you to ask yourself a question. Would you be jealous if you never saw the person have it? What I mean is, imagine that you've never cared for, you're walking, you've never cared for hot chocolate. And then you see someone drinking hot chocolate and you're like, hey, I wish I had hot chocolate. Oh, why do they get it? Why do they? You didn't even think about this before until someone else had it. It's like an emotion that comes based on the fact that somebody has something that you might not have even cared for until you saw that they had it. So if, for example, for my son's friend, I don't think he'd have been jealous if somebody else had gotten that trophy. But it was the fact that it was Joshua, who he did not think was so great, that got it. And so there are all these levels to jealousy. You're either jealous that the person has something you think you deserve, or you're jealous that the person has something you don't think they deserve. You're jealous of the fact that it seems to be easier for them. You're jealous of the fact that you seem to think you've worked harder, and why do they get it? You know, you're jealous of all, there's so many layers to it. I think one thing I've really noticed is that many people are even more envious of the audacity of the person that they consider inferior to them. How dare you do so well? I mean, I'm okay being your friend, so long as you're not doing better than me. But how dare you do better than me? How dare you get what I don't have? How dare you be so happy? How dare you be so much? Hey, it's okay if you're on the same level, but don't be more. Don't want more. Don't have more. And if anybody should have more or be more or get more, it should be me, not you. And I think sometimes we want to keep people where we think they belong. So this is not just about jealousy, but it's also how we treat people that we think we're better than. And for, once again, Joshua's friend, who is a great kid, nothing against him, he's a kid, we're all learning. I think for him, he just felt like, hey, this guy is not as good of a football player as I am, so how come he gets the trophy? And I realized that we all want to keep people where we think they belong, and that it's sometimes, that is sometimes behind us or below us, so that we can lord our superiority over them. So when, and then when they break free of those barriers that we've tried to place on them, we are not able to process it, which leads to like really ugly behavior. You know, like for Joshua, it was the cold shoulder I got, the being ignored, being them acting like the look of disdain, you know. And when you think of what the Bible says, I think we understand why this emotion is so dangerous. The Bible says in James 3:14, "But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This is not wisdom that comes down from above. It is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice." And honestly, seeing how my son's best friend responded to him, I just thought, wow, this is what jealousy can do. Because let's be honest, some of us are just simply jealous, and it leads us to behave in vile ways. I've seen people do nasty things. You know, we end up pushing ill on someone else. We end up betraying them. We gossip about them. We try to hurt them in whatever way we can, or just have this evil heart towards them. And we do all these things just to make ourselves feel better. Proverbs 27, verse 4, says, "Wrath is cruel. Anger is overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy?" Jealousy is such a nasty, negative, powerful emotion. And if I'm honest, many of us experience it. So I'm not talking about, you know, the, ooh, I wish I had moment, or just a simple comparison of, oh, that would have been nice. You know, I'm talking about when it seeps really deep, when you really start to hate someone for what you believe they have, or what you want from them, or what you don't have. You know, that, and it literally always starts by comparison. I wish I had that. Oh, why didn't I get that? How come they have it? I'm better than them. They don't deserve it. I do deserve it more. It's about how we see things. And people have done horrible things due to jealousy and envy. We sometimes don't want someone else to thrive better than us, especially if we think we're better than them, right? So, I've seen people try to justify their jealousy as well. They start to bring up things that are not really true because they're trying to justify their jealousy. Or instead of just admitting you're jealous, you think, oh no, that person is just not that great. I'm not jealous of him. I just don't think he deserves it. Oh, I'm not jealous of her, but you know, do you know what she did the other day? Oh, I'm not jealous of her, but oh gosh, I'm sure her husband is cheating on her. Oh, I'm not jealous of her, but I wonder how she made her money to buy that house. I'm not jealous of her. Look, she's just living a fake life. Like, we say all these things, right? Because it's easier to try to conceal our jealousy under what we pretend is legitimate reasons. And once again, that's vile behavior, because you then start to downplay someone's hard work, someone's blessing, someone's favor, someone's opportunity, someone's joy. You start to try to downplay it, all in the guise of finding a valid reason to be jealous. And I get it. We sometimes just don't want to see anybody else thrive better than us. And for me, especially in a society where I've seen it play out, some people just think, oh, due to your race, how dare you want so much? You know, there's just this automatic, oh, you're black, so you're not, I only expect so much from you. And then when they think, they can see someone that they think maybe is less than them due to race, due to pedigree, due to financial circumstances or whatever. When you see someone who you think is less than you based on all those reasons begin to rise or thrive, it's really a shock. And this is why we have to remember that we did not create anybody, and everybody is on their path. You know, That's why comparison is really the thief of joy. Because when you're happy until you think somebody else might have what you want. Then you're not able to be at ease in your own life. You're not able to see the blessings that surround you. Like back to the situation with my son, they had had a lot of fun. They had played football well. It was fun. But the moment Joshua got that trophy, the fun went away. Everybody forgot how much fun it was. It was not about how dare he get the trophy. The only people who were happy for him were the friends that maybe had gotten the trophy before or just didn't care. And you just think, hey, how do I miss the moment? How do I miss the blessing? How do I miss the joy? How do I miss all the other good things? Because I am so focused on the fact that this person might be doing well better than me, might be happier than me, might have what I don't have. How are you letting that rob you of so many other good things? We really need to learn to be so content in ourselves that we are not losing what is happening in our lives because we're unable to just genuinely be happy for someone. I think the way to combat this thing called jealousy is by firstly being content. Being content with what you have, being content with the blessings you have, being content with the gifts you have, being content with the opportunities we have. You know, I think that's one of the keys. Being content. Being grateful. So that's number one. Number two, I think it's understanding that everybody has their different times and seasons. And that what a person has does not take away what you might be blessed with. That's why it says godliness with contentment in 1 Timothy 6, 6-7. It says godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world. We can take nothing out of it. So this idea of, oh, they have that. When you have this big picture of what really matters in life, you understand that all these other things that are making us jealous and angry and envious, they're so fickle because life is so short. That in us being jealous of somebody else, we're losing the moments. We're losing the blessings. We're actually losing the things that matter. So that's the second thing, right? So firstly, just being content. Secondly, knowing what was important, right? Knowing that, you know, all these other things are just fickle. Number three, and then also understanding that everyone has, like, life is in seasons and we're all on different journeys and comparison really is not of value to you. Back to the contentment thing. Hebrews 13:5 says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Ask yourself, if you never get the thing that person has, would you never be happy? Is that thing the real source of your joy or is God the source of your joy? And if you're dealing with those issues of jealousy, it's okay to take them back to God and say, God, I am jealous of this person. I'm jealous of the success they seem to have, of the money they have, of the house they live in, of the happy marriage they're thriving in, of the fact that they won the trophy. Take it back to God and say, Lord, this is my heart. What is the state of your heart? What is the state of your heart? You know, when the whole thing happened with Cain and Abel in Genesis, God said to him, the devil, what did he say? He said something about, be careful. He warned him anyway. And basically the warning was, evil is lurking. Because when your heart is jealous of someone, evil can take advantage of that. People kill people because they were jealous. People backstab, they betray, they hurt people that meant to mean so much to them just because they were jealous of them. And forgetting that nobody even has a perfect life. I think it's about focusing on your journey, focusing on what God has called you to be. Because when you're doing that, it's hard for you to look around and say, oh, what am I missing? What do they have? you know, what experience are they having that I'm missing out on? So it's about focusing on your specific journey, asking God to help your heart. Because honestly, it's such a thief of your joy, and you deserve joy. It's so funny because when I was talking to my son about this whole incident that started this whole conversation, I said, how did you feel about that? He said, that was wicked. And I thought, huh, interesting choice of word. That you can be so jealous of somebody that you are actually wicked to them. You would hurt them. You don't care. You say nasty things about them. You treat them badly. You wish them evil. It's really quite scary. And let me just put a disclaimer out there. I'm not saying this to anybody in particular. I'm saying this to myself. Because I think even I sometimes have those envious thoughts, those jealous thoughts. And I think, oh, when is it going to be my turn? Oh, why, you know, God, I've been praying about this. Look how easy it came from. I've had those thoughts. But one thing I always make sure I do is take it back to God and say, God, this is where my heart is. Help my heart. Give me your perspective. What should I be focusing on? I don't want the life somebody else has. I want the life you've planned for me. So I'm very honest with God about how I feel. So please don't think I'm coming here from a place of judgment or condemnation, because I'm not. That's why I put that disclaimer at the beginning. So let me ask you this. What is the state of your heart? Are you happy to watch others win even when you think you deserve it more? Are you willing to cheer them on, knowing life is in cycles and in seasons? And maybe ultimately you may be celebrated in the same way. And I also want to ask, because I've talked about, you know, all of this, I also want to ask, have you had a really negative experience of like somebody being jealous of you? And what has that done to you? Well, how did that impact your relationship? I've personally lost people that were very dear to me because I don't know. I honestly don't like to think that somebody was jealous of me. I remember there was somebody I was really close to and she just started to treat me really badly. And I was talking to some friends about it and they kept saying, oh, it's because she's jealous of you. She's jealous of you. She's jealous of you. And I'm thinking, what's she jealous of? She's got so much. Like, what's she jealous of? She's thriving. And they're like, yeah, but she doesn't have this thing. I'm like, that one thing I seem to have is what's making her jealous. It just seemed ridiculous. But honestly, I've been there. But I was really hurt, to be honest. I was really hurt. And I saw how jealousy can just divide people and take away beautiful relationships. And I honestly pray for us all that we will not let jealousy ruin good things that God has blessed us with. That it will not be unhappy. I have a whole lot more to say about even being content, actually. A lot has happened to my kids. Where I really want to do a series, I don't know, or just one episode on just being content and how to be content. I've touched on it here, but I feel like that's honestly so important. So I'll do another episode on that. But yeah, I pray that our hearts will be healed from negative, jealous, envious emotions, evil comparisons. And I also pray that for those that have been hurt by jealous friends or jealous colleagues or jealous neighbors or whatever, I pray that God will help you to forgive. I pray that your heart will be healed. I pray that you will be able to move past it, because I know how hurtful that can be. I would really like to hear your story. So please leave some comments and share your thoughts. And if you really, really, really like this podcast, please make sure you subscribe, make sure you like, make sure you share, so that I know that people are listening and liking and sharing and commenting, and I'm not just talking to myself. I'm so excited to be doing this. It's just, it's such a blessing. Thank you so much for listening. And, you know, as this week goes on, once again, I'm wishing you just an amazing, blessed life. I pray that whatever you're going through, if it's difficult, that you'll find comfort in God. I pray that you're having a good time, that the good times will keep on rolling. And I really just pray that in all of this you'll find your peace in God. May the grace of God be with us, the love of God, and the Sweetheart Living Fellowship of the Holy Spirit. I said that all wrong. May the grace of the Lord. What's it? Oh my God, I've forgotten it. Anyway, grace to you. I love you. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. That's it. That's the one. Have a great day. Thank you for listening. Please remember to subscribe, like, share. Have a good day. Bye.